You're listening to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Perhaps a bit of a disappointment for Wall in the state playoffs, but able to bounce back and win this game today over their rival Mount Spawn in the Class C Central Championship. They take it 16-6 as our final score. Our post game getting set to commence after Chris Barnes delivers an address to his team. We mentioned that Neptune was able to hold off Asbury Park, win that game. Long Branch a winner today over Red Bank Regional. Barnegat got the better of Pinelands. Colts Neck able to knock off Howe. Seeing if anything else kind of rolls in here.
I believe Toms River East was up on North by a couple touchdowns, man.
Trying to get as many updates as we can in here for you.
Hey, let's give some credit, by the way, to the Green Wave of Long Branch, who had lost their first five and then came back to finish off their season with five wins in a row. Nice job by Danny George and the Green Wave.
Very good team. We said, I remember saying it at one point, there's no better 0-5 team in the whole country.
Right.
And they proved that pretty well, able to come back and win their last five and finish up at least at 500. They beat Red Bank today by a score of 19-7. Our player of the game is going to be Steve Cooley, the senior quarterback for a Wall. Toms River East did beat Toms River North. Final score 29-17.
Nice win for the Raiders, only their second of the year.
Yep. Got to wonder kind of what happened with Toms River North as they fell apart a bit down the end part of the season. Point Burrows up on Central 41-27. About 3 minutes ago, Ocean beat Monmouth Regional 34-26. The Thanksgiving Day trophy will return home to Wall. After Manasquan has dominated the second half of the rivalry since the two teams started playing Thanksgiving Day football in 2000. And just awaiting Steve Cluely to break from the pack along with Chris Barnes.
They have the Thanksgiving Day trophy that is awarded, and he'd like to get in the team picture, so we will honor that request. Nice-looking trophy, by the way, that is passed on. Hey, a lot's been said about this senior class, Matt, not having won anything. Well, they're going home with a Class C title on the resume.
Can hear parts of the celebration taking place. It's a good way for many of these careers to end. You know, not many of these guys will go on and play college football. And some of them will, and one of them is with Ed Sarluka.
And one of them that will go on and play some college football, our Water Street Grill Ocean. Steve, Class C Central Champions. How's that sound?
It's awesome. And we've put in so much effort this year, and we had we stumbled there at the end. And nothing feels better than beating Manchester on Thanksgiving, getting the conference championship. And I don't even know how to describe how I feel right now.
Well, you know, the coach at halftime, I said, you know, it seems like you want to put the ball in your quarterback's hands, both in the air and on the ground. And his comment was, well, wouldn't you? So it seemed like you were a big part of this offense today.
Definitely. I mean, I got to give first of all credit up to all my big men up front, all the Mats and the Mike. They've done a hell of a job all year. They've worked their butts off in the offseason to get to this point. Give a credit to everyone on the offense, the receivers, the tight end, Derek Gardner. And you know what? Everything comes together, and it's nice when it all comes together.
You know, it's a great win for the program and for you guys and the seniors. 30 seniors got introduced before the game. But I'm sure you'd like to throw in a 2 cents on Tyler Sato and unfortunate incident.
I mean, yeah, I had that a bad accident in January. And, you know, I felt for the kid. I felt terrible. I mean, there's nothing worse than getting hurt and playing the game you love. And, hopefully he gets better. Hopefully it's not as bad as they thought it was. And if it is, you know, speedy recovery to him, because I want to see him playing baseball this spring.
Well, congratulations again. C Central champion sounds great and going to be a pretty nice Thanksgiving dinner at the Cluely household.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. I mean, after last year, it was a little rough, but this year's going to be awesome.
Congratulations, Steve. Steve Cluely.
You didn't give him a mammoth pitch yet. I was waiting for
you. Well, you know, that would we might be recruiting then. I don't. Can we do that?
We'll wait for Chris Barnes, who's going through an interview with one of the other members of the media, and we'll get a couple of words from him. Wall wins this one 16-6. They finish up at 8-2 on their season. Manasquan will wind up their year at 9-2. And, Ed, you know, you talked about it, Tyler Sato, and just saw a feed come through. I have my Twitter working here to try to get scores, and Rob Ziegler from the Asbury Park Press had something on there that they said the initial word could be torn ACL for Sato, which is obviously not good news. Such a good baseball player, talented baseball player, already signed at Monmouth to play that, and you just hope that doesn't destroy his senior year for the rest of the time he has at Manasquan.
Right. You know, these ACL injuries, if that's what it is, Matt, you know, the modern medicine nowadays, it used to be a year or more for the recovery period. Nowadays, sometimes these athletes could come back in 6 months. Let's hope that's the case with Tyler Sato.
I would hope so, too. You know, such a talented player, and the game kind of changed when he left.
And here's the big guy, Chris Barnes. Congratulations, Chris. C, Central Champions. How's that sound?
It feels good. I tell you what, Ed, with this group of kids and the senior class that we have, you can't find a more dedicated group and focus group, really. And after a frustrating first-round loss, you know, they were determined. We talked about it, and we ownershiped up to everything that went on that week, and we went back to work, and I'm just real happy for our seniors. You know, being a great program like Manasquan and being able to win a division title share, that's an accomplishment this year. It's been a fine season.
You know, we talked a little bit about that during the course of the game, and I talked about it on the radio show, but the coaching aspect of this game always gets tougher when you have to come off a loss. You know, to refocus, you know, especially when you got a big game for a championship. And your staff, especially your defensive staff, I mean, offensively you were tough all game, but defensive staff who have been, you know, somewhat under the gun came through today.
There's nobody better than Coach Terp and the staff. And we didn't panic. We kept things simple. And Coach put together a great plan. And we you know, we wanted to keep everything underneath us and not beat us deep with their threat and pressure in a way they could, you know, way they could throw the ball vertically. And it was just a great all-around effort. It was a great team program effort, this one right here.
You know, we gave the most valuable player, our most valuable player, to Steve Cluley. It could have been a number of kids. One of the kids I want to mention is Mr. Russo in the secondary there. What a game he played today, all over the field, the big pick at the end.
Unheralded all year. So he's what high school football is about. 5'6", 155 pounds, intelligent and tough, you know, doesn't make mistakes. And you're right, and I said that to somebody before, boy, Michael Russo played one heck of a game, you know, and taking away maybe some momentum shift with some of those plays he deflected, the interception was big. You know how that helps you in a football game, and especially a game like this.
And one quick thing about Tyler Sato, unfortunate incident. Nobody, and you guys love each other, both sides of this of these staffs. You know, you have such mutual respect. Tough break for Tyler.
Yeah, he's a great kid. I know the family personally, and they're fantastic family and people, and that's the last thing I wanted to see. I was right there with him. You know, I'll check in with their family and him, and, you know, the best to him. He's a heck of a player, and what a year he had. What a year he had, you know. And I thought he, this year he showed what we all knew he had, that type of potential as a quarterback and a great leader.
Well, Chris, C, Central Champions. The senior class deserves something. They got it. Enjoy Thanksgiving dinner with the family today.
Thanks, Ed. You too. Best to everybody. All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Chris Barnes, the victorious head coach, now going over to Scott Stump from All Shore Media. Great football game, Matt. I mean, you know, tough situation for Manasquan. Nice job, I thought, by Tucker Carcaval to come into the game under this situation and do a pretty good job and take him in for a score.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Ed. It was a hard break and a tough way for Sato to finish up a pretty good high school career. So as we say goodbye here from Wall High School, partner, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all our listeners, Brad and Mike back at the studio. Thank you very much for a great season. We'll see you next week. From Rutgers, right, Matt?
That is correct, Ed. As we thank both coaches for getting us set and up and ready for this one. Chris Barnes on the Wall side. Jay Price, after a good first year, 9-2, continued success for him and Manasquan. Wall a bit better today, however, they win Class C Central. They take it 16-6, and as you've been listening to our Gateway Toyota Scion Game of the Week, as Ed told you, we are back next weekend from Rutgers with a couple of state finals. But in between that, we will do our Thursday regular high school football show and lead you in to that one as well. For Frank Costantino back in the studios, Brad Burescano here, Kevin Williams, our sports director at Saraluca, my guy down on the sideline. This is Matt Harmon wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. Wall 16, Manasquan 6. You've been listening to high school football here on the Shore Sports Network. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
You've been listening to a special Thanksgiving Day edition of High School Football on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and the Shore Sports Network. Today's game was presented